our spiritual life on this earth. Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe. Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through our teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring cucumber dip and wrapped vegan sausage.
Hi everybody. It's very exciting to show you some quick lunch or snacks or dinner. Yeah, it's summer and we eat something light and simple. See, I have here cucumber and some carrot. I'm going to make like cucumber dip. Happy enough for you later, honey, later. I'm working, okay? And we have some vegan sausage. You can buy them in a bio shop, health shop, yeah, or some supermarket even. This is the Viennese vegan sausages, yes. And I also have some champignon, yeah. This is mushroom paste. You can buy them also in a health food store. I open it and you have a look. See the texture inside? It's like this. I smell very nice. It's a mushroom paste. Completely vegan. And I also have some soya mayonnaise. Completely no egg. Beautiful. All vegan. My birds, they love it. And I have here, we call it passion fruit sauce. Yes, I don't know if you can buy them anywhere else. This is made by our own company. You know, they call Loving Food from Taiwan. It's delicious, it's delicious. You can order online, eh? If not, if you don't have this, you can use vegan French dressing or vegan, vinegar sauce dressing, yeah. But then you have to add a little bit of sugar then, because this one is sweet, it's not sour, yeah. And we also have a soy sauce, omaki, it depends on you. for taste. That's all we have.
All
right. Right, so let's begin. We also have some tortilla chips, yeah? It's a bio, from bio shop, bio tortilla chips. Any flavor you like. This one is chili flavor, okay? And we also have oriental bread. They call it oriental bread. It looks like this. They sell them in the supermarket. It's square. It is similar to chapatis, yeah? Or tortillas. Just a little bit more chewy, okay? And I also have a tray, a big plate to put all that on. So this is a very simple, quick, but complete meal when you don't have enough time to cook. And it's summer, okay. So in the beginning, we have to, you know, wash the cucumber. Take away the head, huh? And take away the plastic. Sometimes they sell it with plastic, sometimes they sell it without plastic. So it's up to you. The one with plastic cover, you can eat, you know, with the skin and all that. That's why they do it, because they protect it from insects and protect it so that it's more tender. Yeah? You can use the whole cucumber. Yeah. First, you cut them into some two small pieces so you can put it in the bowl to wash. And the carrot also, you have to skin it. The cucumber, you don't have to skin. Carrot, you should. I have shown you already before how to skin the carrot, but in case you lazy to look back at my old teaching, I tell you again. All you do is just use a knife and scrub it. That's very simple. So you don't need to have another instrument, okay? Like this. See? Like that. Knife, scrub the skin away. Huh? Scrub the skin away. Very simple. And it's be all clean. Right, there you are. See that? Yeah. And you put it in a bowl to wash together, of course. Huh? I put some salt already in the bowl. Sea salt or any salt that you have. Yeah. Sea salt is a little bit rougher. You know, more original and natural. And I soak it in filter water. For a few minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. Just to take away any harmful substance that might be attached to the skin or to the carrot or the cucumber. Just to detox it, yeah? Detox your food. Because if you're going to eat raw, the more you have to be careful about it. If you're using rough, you know, sea salt, you have to mix it well in the water so that they are dissolved. Otherwise, it just stay at the bottom and it has no benefit to your vegetable. If you use table salt, you know, refined salt, then you also need to stir a little bit, but not as long, okay? Use your hand to make sure, feel that it's already soaked in water, then you soak your vegetable there for 3 to 5 minutes, okay? Good. Okay, I think we prepare the tortilla first. And the wrapping, sausage wrap, we prepare it afterward because it needs to be warmed. So this, I just arrange the tortillas, yeah? And then you make the sauce. The sauce is very easy. Okay, we put the tortillas in the corner of the tray, the big plate. And either you can directly put the sauce onto the plate and save the washing, or you can put the sauce in a bowl and next to it. We put it direct on the plate, hey? Why not? So, all we do is scoop the mushroom and put it there in a corner. Scoop it. Yeah, and put it there like that. You don't have to use the whole mushroom can. You can use some of it, or all of it, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. And then you scoop the sauce, you spread on top of the mushroom, or next to it. If you know, like 50-50, okay, like that. 50 portion of the mushroom and 50 portion of the passion fruit. And all you do is put some soya sauce on top of it. Yeah, just like that. As much as you want. Yeah. And if you feel like it's not colorful enough, you can squeeze a little ketchup on top. Okay. Just a little bit, okay? Just for decoration. All right. So it's more colorful now. And then you wash your cucumber. By now it's ready. You wash it in filter water, okay? Because you're eating it raw. Rinse it a couple of times until the water is all clear. Yeah. All right. Put it in. Sip. To dry. Always have a towel handy next to you to dry your hands, so you don't have to always use the paper towel, which is using too much wood. You understand, right? Okay. You can cut the cucumber into 4 pieces. Just very simple, and lay aside like this. Huh? Can you see? I'll show you in a minute. And the carrot also. You can cut it into small pieces or bigger pieces and lay it together there. You just half the carrot and quarter the cucumber. That should be enough. It's very simple actually. There you are. See, it will look like this. Huh? And that's all there is to it. Very simple. Yeah. Okay. I can show you a bit more. Cucumber, carrot, dipping sauce, and tortillas. Okay, this one is done. We'll keep it there. Now we're going to warm the oriental bread. Huh? Remember? Yeah. It looks square like this. If you don't have oriental bread, the square, you can use the tortillas that I showed you last time. Now you warm up. Also warm quick, eh? So we don't have to wait long. Remember the tortillas? Yeah. Tortilla that we made snack last time. Okay, you can use that as well. Just the texture will feel different and not so chewy. Okay. Now we warm this tortilla here on the pan and wait for it. Meanwhile, I can pop this into the microwave or can eat this the way it is. It's ready made anyway. It's ready. It looks like this. Huh? You can buy them in health food store or any other kind of sausages will be fine. Doesn't have to be Viennese sausage, okay? I just have it here today, so I use it. You can put this in microwave for maybe 2 minutes. Before that, you should make a couple of holes so that the air can come out so it don't pop in your microwave, okay? Right. You can also put this in a boil water. And after the water boil, you leave it there for a couple of minutes, and it's also warm. Or you can even fry it in oil, yeah, up to you. But quicker is just microwave or boil warm it, or whatever you like, yeah. To fry it, it tastes a little better, yeah, that's just different. But it's more fattening, see? If you worry about your figure. Uh-huh, yeah. We have to always keep an eye on the warm bread, because it get hot very quickly, yeah. It has to be crispy enough, but not burn. It was all white, and if it golden a little like this, it should be okay already. And you turn to the other side. The other side is normally already golden, but you just want to warm it up, so you have to put it in the pan. You see, when you're eating the cucumber dip, you dip it in a little sauce and some mushroom, you dip mushroom paste with it together, then it tastes nice, huh? Wow. Very simple, quick, and nutritious, huh? And the cucumber, you have put it in the fridge all this time or outside, so it's very, very fresh. Right. See, this one is done. Okay, the sausage is already warm. I'm going to put it on here, okay? Want some, Harry? Already warm and crispy. Here, there. Come on, lady. Huh? Huh? Ready? Yeah. Yeah, good. Enjoy, yeah? Mm. For this, you cannot have it too crispy, okay? Just warm. And enough, otherwise it won't rub. Yes. Now you just put the sausage in here. Hmm? Yeah. Stick it out a little bit, okay? Make it like more appetizing when it's, you see something sticking out. And add some mayonnaise. Ah, I need a spoon. Okay. This soya mayonnaise. Eh? Absolutely egg-free, absolutely vegan. You just smear it on top of the sausage, as much as you want it. Yeah, there you are. Like 1 tablespoon, yeah? Should be enough. Okay. Oh, mayonnaise, nice. Hmm. And just wrap it, okay? Wrap it. From one corner to the next. There you are. See this? Mm-hmm. And the sausage stick out a little bit like this, you know, just to tease people's appetite. And you lay it next to these things, next to the thing that you have prepared. Yeah. And it become all together like this, you see? Cucumber, carrot, dipping sauce, tortillas, and a wrap sausage with mayonnaise. Of course you can put other, you know, like ketchup and mustard if you like it. Otherwise this should be enough, okay? And you can also put a little bit of Maggi, yeah, onto the mayonnaise sausage if you like. Yeah, just put a few drops like that. Maggi or soy sauce, yeah? Few drops. And of course you can also put butter on top of your bread, if you want butter. But like this, it's less fattening and it's light for summer. Okay, voila, bon appetit. You see, this is the thing that you can also share with other people, eh? You don't have to have it all by yourself. You can make like two of the wrap sausage, yeah, and share. Well, I gotta get some sorry, guys. Some here. You guys stay here. I come back and give you something else. All right, or some of this. Okay. This we can eat outside. Oh. Oh, guys. Enjoy, okay? These are outdoor activities, huh? Wow. Nice, no? Yeah. The bird cannot eat it, but I would love to. Rasna, what are you doing there? Huh? What are you guys doing? What are you guys up to? Huh? Yeah. I know you like to eat some of this, but you can't. Sorry. Is it good or not? Which one good? The deep, not yet, huh? Here are some serviette, guy. One each. It's nice, this thing, you don't have to trouble or anything. Just eat outside, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it cool?
Yeah,
you can share, no? It's nice, huh?
Yeah.
A quick snack, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat a lot, it can be also lunch or dinner. Actually, it's a lot there, huh? Mm-hmm. For 4 people. Good, huh? No? Is it? When somebody made it for you quick, it's nice, huh?
Yeah.
Ni hao. Ni hao, sunny. Ni hao. How? How? But you can't have it. How? Laguna, your face is nice upside down. It's not a good day today, huh? It's not very sunny.
No.
Yeah. You dip any of these in the sauce, yeah, and in the mushroom as well.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it don't taste that good. You know, two substance together, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, eat together is more sociable, no?
Yes, very tasty.
And just write anywhere you want. You don't have to have a table even, huh?
Yeah.
That's why I bought this tray. He loved to have this, but it's not for him. Only for SMTV now and again. When I make it, then you can use it. And even pink color, wow. Color of love, eh? But I'm sure you don't love the color. You love the food.
Yes,
tell me, you love the food.
Yes,
is it good? Is it good or not?
Yes,
you have to dip it in the sauce, no? You eat carrot alone, then I don't have to make sauce. Is it cool, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah. It's nice like this, huh?
Yeah.
I want to try some.
You good?
Very good.
Mm, really, always good. You see, to be able to create something new, I have to eat it first. I have to, like, try it first before.
Yeah.
Mm. But when it's good, then, of course, I offer it to the public, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what I'm showing, it's just a simple meal, yeah? It's not sophisticated, but we have other sophisticated menu, huh? All over in our internet, huh?
Yes.
Good?
Yes, it's good.
Truly?
Yes, truly, Master, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. This is called cucumber dip.
Oh.
Because when I first tried it,
uh-huh,
I already had cucumber.
Oh.
And it tastes so good.
Yeah.
So I call it cucumber dip, huh?
Yeah.
But you know, you can put the carrot and celery, yeah?
Yes.
Mm, cauliflower.
Broccoli, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's good.
Like this you can eat raw, huh?
Yeah.
You don't have to cook.
Oh,
Rasna, mm-hmm. You want to try them? Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's why you fly over my head because you want that. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Want some? Come down. Is it good?
Yum, yum.
Yeah, the bigger one, honey. There you are.
Wow.
She loves this.
Yeah.
She loves anything. She's a good girl. But you don't give her too much of this thing, yeah?
No,
it's salty.
Yeah, okay.
No. Probably when we eat outside and
yes.
See it.
Yeah.
She's the opportunist, you know. Hey, Lagoon, one try?
Hey, yeah, the tall guy. Leave it to them. Good try, you know. It's not fair that we eat, they don't eat.
Yeah.
There, and give some in there. Hey, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Oh, it's nice to have spring and summertime, eh?
Yes.
With flowers and all that. It's wonderful.
Yes, good.
And the birds are happy when they can be out. Oh, Brasna, she lost it. Give her one more. Yeah, she can eat whatever, this girl. When she was young, I feed her, you know, by hand. Mm. She can eat a lot, and she gets big, big. Bigger than other baby in her age, you know? And heavy. Good girl. Anyway, you're beautiful. Beautiful. And you're good hanging in there? You love it there? You love it there? Yeah? Hanging. Yeah, no, I love to climb and hang and fly. Okay, cool. These are the flowers we have just planted not long ago. Yes, just to welcome spring. Yeah. This is where we picnic sometimes. Yeah. That's not much of a house, but we like it. We make it nice and cozy. It doesn't have to be big and rich or sophisticated. This is just a nice small country house. I will make a deck so we can have more room because it's a mountainous house and we don't have enough room. Now in the mountain, the terrain is not all that big, so we have to whatever accordingly. You know, the terrain is only levels, like, you know, one terrace after another. So we don't have much room. So I try to create some room. Yeah. It's big enough, it's 22,000 square meters, but it's not flat. I have a lot of olive trees. Maybe we can harvest them and make money.
We thank you for your company today for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Good People, Good Works, coming up right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. In God's love, may your life be filled with good companions, happiness, and peace.